contribution was kind of minimal. I accepted their recommendation for $1 billion, kind of rounded up from the 800 million, and we're out trying to get that out of our company. But it's there. It's there, but it takes time. It's the re-engineering piece. It's not just going out and willy-nilly cutting things randomly. That will not result in a more competitive enterprise, in my opinion. Yes?
Several of the veteran computer companies are struggling just like you are, Wang, Data General, Prime, and have had limited success so far. Are you better positioned than they, do you think, to succeed where they have not, and are the solutions you're proposing fundamentally different in any way than the solutions they've already tried?
I think we are much better positioned than any of the companies you mentioned, and possibly most of the other companies in the business, as I mentioned before. I'm going to spare you a second speech on all of the stuff that we have inherent in our culture and with our technology and all that. I went over that a couple of times. We have all that. The other thing we have that the companies you mentioned didn't have is very conservative financial structure. There's no debt in this company. You know, I think I mentioned we had a $5 billion in equity, and our debt to total debt plus equity is less than 2% at the end of the last quarter. We don't have that highly leveraged balance sheet that removes management's flexibility. And as a matter of fact, you know that we're out now making sure that we have access to additional funding if we need it, so that we have that flexibility while rates are very attractive. So this is a major advantage. I think Ken has wisely managed this company previously, very conservative financially, and I intend to continue that tradition, as I mentioned in my previous remarks. Yes?
Do you have any feeling at this point how all these, whether these reorganizations are going to be affecting specific plants specifically? I think of like the two in Western Massachusetts.
Of course, the reorganizations will affect specific plants and specific organizations. I'm not here to announce those decisions because in many cases they haven't been made. And normally the way we do it is when the decision is made, we deliberate over something that impactful on our employees very carefully. Try to look for, you know, fundamentally we don't start out by saying how many plants can we get rid of. We start out by saying how do we get competitive? And sometimes that implies that, well, we have more capacity, more folks than we need in a certain location. Then we try to say, is there something we can do with it? Like in the case of Greenville, where we were able to sell it and rely on it as a supplier in the future and preserve a lot of those jobs. Or in the case of Cupertino, California, where we were able to spin out the multi-layer interconnect technology that we had developed for the 9,000 to an independent company in which we retain an equity interest. So we look for other alternatives. Sometimes we look for, can we recharter the facility so that it goes away from whatever it was doing, say manufacturing, to doing some value-added work on a contract basis for customers or something. But if you fail all of that, at the end of all of that discussion, sometimes you don't have an alternative but to close it. When we've completed the discussions, our style is to explain that to the employees that are impacted, and having done that, to talk with the external world about our plans, and to do that as carefully as anybody can do. At the same time, we have to move forward. Yes.
Bob, one more question from Mountain View.
Yes.
Mountain View, California. Can you go ahead with one last question?
Yes. Paul Krell from Open Systems Today. Could you be specific about what you mean by disinvestment in hardware engineering efforts?
What I mean by disinvestment in hardware engineering efforts is that we have to make sure that we have a complete set of hardware to support our solutions and applications, but we don't need more than a complete set. Today we have overlaps and redundancies in hardware that cost money, and only part of the cost is in engineering. As everyone here knows, that's just a small part. There's the engineering, then there's the manufacturing, then there's all of the startup costs, then there's all of the inventory, then there's all of the training, then there's all of the documentation, all of the marketing expense. I mean, it goes on and on forever, and yet, in many cases, this product and that product greatly overlap. So that's a tremendous opportunity for us to reduce our overall costs by going about that in a more disciplined fashion. And it's not that anybody was trying to create this overlap. It's the natural outcome of having independent groups and no vice president of engineering. We have not had a vice president of engineering supported by management with clear objectives for several years, and the results show it.
Sir?
Yes.
Some European analysts say that Europe, the sales of the existing Vax line in Europe, which is your largest market, are being hurt right now by what was a late commitment to open systems, a commitment to an unveiling of the Alpha or an announcement of the Alpha chip, too late for the market, but really before it was ready. So as a result, people are holding off buying the Vax systems now. Can you reflect on whether the timing has hurt results?
I don't believe that's the case. So my answer would be just don't believe it. I think that management here was responsible in talking to customers as soon as our plans were clear and as soon as we knew how to migrate from the current Vax line to the future, and not forcing anybody to do anything, but saying, hey, if you want to, you can. And as a matter of fact, I think we were a little tardy, if anything, in explaining that strategy. We corrected that in our July announcement in this room with OpenVMS and the alpha-ready systems that we introduced that are board-level upgradable to alpha whenever the customer wants to do it. And we committed that we would give pricing for that upgrade in advance of having the products. And we're doing that. So I think that the key for me, frankly, you can't have it both ways. You know, it can't be a secret to the customer and then say you're listening to them and giving them a strategic future to count on. You just can't have it both ways. The style of this management will be to talk to customers, listen to what they want, and lay out a strategy so that those customers have confidence when they commit to digital equipment. The same level of commitment to maintaining the value of their investment that we've traditionally had will be there for the future, and it will be.
Bob, I think you have time for one more question.
Okay. I don't know where. Yes.
Could you tell us how you're doing in finding a second source for alpha manufacturing? It's a fairly complex chip. It is a bond burner, but the manufacturing process is complicated. There was a suggestion in this room that you needed second sources. How are you doing there?
I believe we do need second sources as the market develops and fully expands. And the issue there, as a previous semiconductor executive, semiconductor manufacturers are kind of holding back. They didn't make any money on taking up the licenses for the various other versions of RISC processor that they did in the first round of RISC processors. They didn't make any money. And so they're saying, gee, let's wait. Let's wait until we see how do these systems really perform in the marketplace. It won't be too late for us to take a license with digital. And we're open to that. We think when they see the systems and they see the customer response to those systems, that we'll be more successful in signing on a partner. But it's a significant investment for a semiconductor company to say, yes, I will support an architecture, because we're not just interested in an alternate source. We have many offers from semiconductor companies in all geographies to be an alternate source. So nobody need fear that we wouldn't be able to get chips if we wanted to get something just alternate source. What we're looking for, though, is a partner that will commit design resources, alternate sourcing, competitive pricing, volumes. And so we're looking for something more expansively that we think will be needed, because we believe this architecture will become the standard 64-bit architecture for the future. Well, with that, I'd like to thank you again for coming out here on this beautiful day in New England, visiting with us, listening to my speech. Hopefully it didn't bore you too much, and to this question and answer session, which I enjoyed very much. I look forward to a continuing open relationship with you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. For those of you in the media, I had a couple of questions. We do have some both black and white and color photography. There was one report in the press yesterday that we'd be serving shrimp. 1992 was not a shrimp kind of year. And so, but we will be serving a light lunch outside. Thank you very much for coming.